everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Indie Talk, the podcast for IndieCore fans who scream, cry, and Google the rules. We're Lulu and Chloe, your IndieCore besties, here to guide you through the season and beyond. So Lulu is a seasoned motorsport fan.
And Chloe is new to the world of motorsports.
And no matter where you are as a fan, whether it's your 10th season or it's your first season, we can promise you will have fun listening to us.
We're both very awkward people sometimes.
Honestly, we share a singular brain cell, which may or may not be a problem, but
yeah,
we'll see.
My brain does not work normally unless Chloe's around. Well, this is so exciting. Really excited for this. I love IndyCar so much, and actually doing an IndyCar based podcast and focusing on IndyCar is so exciting.
Yeah, after like getting into F1 originally and then finding IndyCar, it was immediately like 10 times better than F1 in my opinion.
Yeah, it being a IndyCar hater from the very beginning and now and now it being my favorite motorsport series.
Why did I forget you were an IndyCar hater?
Yeah, now it being my favorite motorsport series and making a whole podcast. Like, if you told me a year ago I would be doing this, I'm like, oh, you're so funny. Like, I was barely on the IndyCar train a year ago, but.
And now look at us. We're a part of a cult.
Oh, yeah. The Alex Palou cult. I will always be an Alex Palou fan. Truly. It may be the DHL thing, because I was a Romain Grosjean fan before I started being an Alex Palou fan. I'm just a DHL girl.
This is going to be so chaotic. I love it. Oh, so let's move into what we're calling quick hits. Again, this is our first episode, and Lulu and I did about 10 minutes of
this was very discussion. Spur of the moment. Yeah. I text Chloe one morning, and I'm like, Chloe, why don't we just do a podcast?
And I immediately replied, yes.
And then,
say no
like,
more.
24 hours later, we had a whole Instagram and everything. We're so professional. It's so crazy.
It's wild. F1 race thoughts.
Oh.
Which, this past weekend was...
Which race was that?
I didn't watch it.
It was the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.
Oh, okay.
It was the last of the triple header. As a Ferrari fan, it was our first podium of the season. Yeah. And I think I talk for everyone that I think we just are trying to jump to conclusions on saying who's going to win and forgetting that this is like the fourth race of the season.
Right. Correct. I am a self-proclaimed Oscar hater. I own up to that. McLaren didn't choose a number one driver, but I did. And it's Lando. But they're like, oh my god, he's in contention for the world championship.
They're all yeah. in contention in the for the world championship. It's been like what, four races?
Right. Correct.
I feel like the only series you could say that in is IndyCar.
Right.
Because Alex Palou is literally winning every single race.
Correct.
Except the last one, right?
Well, you know.
I blame that on not having all my friendship bracelets. If I had all of them, he would have won.
Marissa forgot her rubber duck.
I think it was a combination of things.
We were unprepared. Long Beach was just chaotic.
That was a crazy race.
So this week, which by the time we put this out, what day is it? It's Tuesday?
It's April 22nd.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
So tomorrow, whenever this goes out.
It might be tomorrow. It might be Thursday. Depends how quickly we get it.
But they're doing open testing for the Indy 500.
Oh, yes.
Because we're 33 days out, which is wild. We really need to buy flights for that.
Yeah, I need to buy flights, every
place to stay. Do you have tickets?
No, I don't even know when I'm showing up because I want to go to qualifying. I love Indy 500 qualifying. It's my favorite part of the whole weekend, but I don't know.
And then the Indy 500 is completely different qualifying.
Yeah. And then I think Helio Castroneves is also driving, and he's my all-time favorite IndyCar driver.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited for that. So I really just want to do qualifying. We've been talking about like a lot of race plans. So last minute,
we have so many race plans and no money. We have no execution at this point.
Like, we're talking about going to Barber, and I was joking around going to Barber at Long Beach. Like, I was like literally telling everyone, I was like, oh yeah, like I'm thinking about going to Barber. Alexander Rossi literally told me, he looked at me and he was like, Barber? And I was like, yeah, like I've been wanting to go to that track. I heard it's like a really good track. And then he was like, I wouldn't go.
Alexander Rossi is just
he hates every single track.
And then he might hate everybody.
Yeah, he was hating on for Long. Yeah, he was hating on Long Beach that weekend, and then like 10 seconds later, I see a video of him talking about like how much he loves Long Beach as a track and it's his favorite thing ever. And then I was like, "Girl, we literally just had a whole conversation of you hating this track."
Correct. So what's the truth? Maybe he just hates, which I have to agree with him if this is the case. But like, the paddock situation was a nightmare.
The paddock situation is a nightmare in any street course.
Okay.
There's no paddock situation in thermal at all. This past,
it was so wide open. Yeah.
Well, no one was there.
That too, which was,
yeah.
For that reason, I like thermal. Every other reason, that track is my number one hater.
Yeah, thermal itself isn't too bad.
I also think like less people want to go to fixed road courses. Like obviously St. Pete and
Long
Beach are like destinations.
I think
know?
That's the Indy GP situation. Is that they don't have enough people going.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go.
Which is why I would like to be there.
Yeah. I feel like at this point, I might as well just go to every race this season. I've already been to the first three races this season. As soon as I got a text message in my my inbox saying, oh, we should go to Barber, I already had everything planned out. I'm ready.
Mentally, I'm there.
Yep. I just need to get the ticket.
You just need to get there physically.
Yep.
Liveries for the 500.
Oh my god, I saw one before we got here. I think it was it Andretti? I think ECR released their livery.
ECR did their livery for Ed Carpenter earlier today, which I saw.
Oh yeah, that's the one
It looks nice.
Yeah, I always forget that we have all these rando people joining us.
Right,
Not rando, because they're all...
Sure, I mean, it's Ed Carpenter of Ed Carpenter Racing.
But it's just like, hey, like, where have you been this whole time? I think it makes me so sad when, especially for qualifying, that you get, like, all these veterans coming back for, like, the run race. And then you have, like, these rookies, mm-hmm. like Nolan Siegel last year.
Yeah.
Racing for the 500 and qualifying for the 500 and crashing.
I forgot he did that.
And yeah. And then you have Marcus Ericsson, who lost his spot, who these are all full-time IndyCar drivers.
Right.
And then you had like Catherine Legg, who is a part-time IndyCar driver, taking the spots. And then it sucks. I think it sucks, but it's like the sport.
You would think that they would have like guaranteed spots for the IndyCar grid.
Yeah, because you're a full-time driver.
Right.
But they don't. And it sucks. But it's Catherine Legg.
It is Catherine Legg. She had the elf. Elf livery.
Yeah. I'm so sad that I don't think she's racing the 500 this year. And I really wanted to go to that elf.
I need someone. Yeah, I need someone to.
I heard it's free elf.
Right. That's all I wear is elf.
And Indy Next Driver needs to be sponsored next by elf.
Who can we get to do it?
I need to be sponsored by elf. Okay.
What driver on the IndyCar grid can we get to be sponsored by elf? Who do I need to email?
Honestly, Connor Daly.
Connor Daly would. You know what? He did have the pink livery.
He would do it.
I could see him with the pink elf.
With the like
livery.
Like
oh
the Charlotte Tilbury F1 Academy livery.
Yes.
With all the lipsticks. If that's going to be the elf. It's going to be Connor Daly's new livery.
I'm going to tweet Connor Daly after this to tell me he needs to be
sponsored by elf. The month of May is almost here, though.
It is.
Oh, so crazy. When I saw that the signs were going up with the drivers,
I
was like, this is happening. This is real. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be in Indianapolis.
I get to go find all those signs.
I get to see all of this.
Right.
It's so nerve-wracking going to the one place that I'd never wanted to go to. Because I hate on Indy so much.
That's just, you know, I've been there. I mean, like, it's one of those things where it's like you're driving through an empty field and all of a sudden there's a city. And then you're driving through a city for, like, approximately 20 minutes, and then it's just an empty field again.
Yeah, that's...
It's...
You know, I've lived in cities my whole life. I don't know. I think because the idea is dawning on me of maybe moving to Indy at some point. And then I'm like, oh, in the middle of nowhere.
I have also had that same idea. You know what? Well, we're going back to Barber, because while I was looking for flights, I was like, maybe I can fly into somewhere else, you know, Nashville. What else is around? What else can I fly into?
I'm still doing that.
And I like was going on the map and like I scroll up and I'm like, oh, Indianapolis. Why would I fly into Indianapolis to drive down to Alabama? All right. So let's do a Long Beach recap. Move on to our main topic here.
Oh, yep. Long Beach. Indychella.
Indychella. Which, if you didn't know, Lulu is the originator of Indychella.
I did. I've been planning Indychella since last year.
That's true.
It was my first ever race that I've ever been to alone, and it's the reason why I started posting on TikTok.
It's true.
So
it's true.
I created Indychella.
So if anybody tells you differently, they're freaking lying. Okay.
Did you see that IndyCar posted it?
Yes.
And I was freaking out. I saw that.
They said,
"Did
somebody say Indychella?"
I cried. I was like, "This is my influence. I am the voice of my generation. I could literally die happy right now."
I think that's like one of my best performing videos right now. Is you saying you're the voice of our generation?
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so barber prep. Oh, we didn't even get to our Long Beach recap.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Alex Pillow did not win, but again, I feel like that was.
I was
our
shocked
fault.
Because going into the weekend, I saw like a whole bunch of people like predicting, and everyone was predicting that Colton Herta was at least going to make it to top three, and he didn't. I was shocked to see Christian Lundgaard up there. Was I shocked with shocked with Kyle Kukkonen winning? And I think a lot of it is overshadowed by my Alex Pillow bias.
Correct.
Because I always assume Alex Pillow is going to win.
Now, to be fair, Alex Pillow drives a Chevy and...
He drives a Honda.
Does he? Oh, he does. Hello?
I think Andretti. Andretti is Chevy.
I'm sorry to Alex Pillow for saying he drives a Chevy. I apologize. He does drive a Honda. Yeah, DHL number 10 Honda. Okay. Hello. But Christian Lundgaard in the Chevy. Okay. That's where I got...
And then Concord was also my Honda.
But yeah, the Hondas are really fast on street circuits, so I was a little surprised that Alex Pillow didn't pull out a masterclass.
Well, I think the Andretti itself was only helped by the weather.
Yeah.
When you talk to anyone from Honda or the Andretti mechanical team themselves, mm-hmm. they were talking about the weather was what really helped Kirkwood to make it.
Which is
strange. Because it was really hot the first day, and then all of a sudden during practice three or right before quali, it was
it was
really
cold.
For some reason,
Friday was hot. Saturday was cool. Sunday started cool and then got warm.
Really warm during the race.
Yeah.
But it was, towards the end of the race when it didn't really matter anymore because Kyle already had such a huge gap. And it was
hate that for Alex. For Alex.
That made me so depressed. I can't believe he missed me with the hat. That's why when I see him at Barber, I'm going to be like, dude, we have issues.
Me at St. Pete. Gaslight gatekeep girl boss.
We have serious issues.
Yeah. You definitely, it definitely missed you. It was something.
I'm crying.
Also at Long Beach, I may or may not have girl bossed a little too close to the sun, where I ended up finding myself at the podium ceremony,
because you didn't
double
have the
gated
for it.
Off. Double gated off.
That one empty car, security guard, really hates us. He hates to see us come
that
in.
That really tall guy.
Yeah. Every single time he sees me, he looks at me and he's just like, okay.
I was fully hiding from him in the back. I didn't even get the champagne shower, classic.
I was
champagne
shower.
I was scared
he wasn't
going to
let us in because of our credentials. But there was other people with the exact same credentials in there.
Right.
But he just has it against me.
I just did the because Marissa got the...
Yeah.
The winner circle photo. So, me being me, I was like, well, just start asking people where you're supposed to go, because didn't nobody know where she was supposed to go? Because
they hadn't even let her into the paddock.
Right. They hired out that other security firm that normally does all the LA events, and they're fine at other events, but they're not good at IndyCar.
It was so bad.
Would not recommend again.
Nope.
So, we started asking people, and they were like, oh, yeah, you guys just go that way. And me being me, I'm like, oh, you guys. I don't have a victory circle photo, but me and Marissa are stuck together right now. Maybe I'll, I just have to drop her off. I'm her legal guardian. I just got to drop her off.
She made it to her photo.
She made it to her photo.
And then our IndyCar enemy saw her.
Our IndyCar enemy.
I just don't. He's
that's just
really
IndyCar
has,
stuff.
Yeah, he just has it against us.
Right.
It's been since St. Pete this year when he was like, you can't go
now,
through.
To be fair... The lady who's in charge told us to stand there.
That's what so confusing is that, like, you hear one thing and the everyone's like telling you another. I'm like, okay, girl, like, I'm literally just doing what they're telling me to do.
Right. Except you guys are telling me two different things, and I want to listen to the other person
because that one is because that one get serves me better.
So, you know, he explained it eventually in St. Pete, where he was like, "He's coming in without power steering." Da, 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 da. I was like, "Okay, sir." All you had to say was, "Can you please just step aside? Like, we'll let you through at the end."
Well, at least this time,
I think it's the way he goes about it that kills me.
Oh yeah,
because he's just.
Well, he's at least he's not the one that like puts hands on you. I've had security guards put, like, actual hands on me, and I'm like, okay, girl, like, what are we doing here?
And here's my problem is that I'll just start swinging.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll end up in jail.
And I think that's the one thing I really liked about Thermal is that it's just so free.
Right.
But it's because it's so empty. No one's there. Like, I was, like, standing in the front. I don't know how I got there, but I was up there.
Right. We were literally, there was stage, a gate, Noemi and then me, and you were directly next to Noemi at the gate.
Yeah.
That was a good champagne shower.
That was amazing. That one was my favorite.
That was...
I think about Thermal almost every single day.
Truly. Aside from the fact that they made us park in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
80,000 miles away from the actual track.
It didn't have any shuttles going around, and when they did, it was, like, really sucky.
Right. Correct.
It was, oh.
But the paddock area... Also, the fact that they didn't let us in to have the in-and-out truck.
That was crazy. That pissed me off.
Foul.
It's just they don't have a GA section at all.
They do, but it's on the other side of the track. I don't know. You're like over in the grandstand. Right. And your poor feet were burning already.
Oh, yeah, the second day shoe. That's honestly, those shoes hurt my feet so bad, but they look so good.
Right. And you wore them at Long Beach again.
They're actually in one of the outfits I planned. For it. Oh my god. But it's for the first day, and the first day is always the easiest day.
The first day is shortest.
Yeah.
Which, there's Indy next at Barber, right?
I think so. Oh my god, Carlos.
Well, Carlos was at Long Beach.
But.
Without Indy next.
We'll see him again this time at Indy next.
Yes, with Salvador De Alba. We can go see De Alba.
Oh yeah, we can ask him for a garage tour.
That's true.
I love Carlos.
Carlos loves us.
Yep. He's bestie.
He really is.
I love that man.
So everybody else, back off.
Oh, if we're going to keep talking about Long Beach, I think we should talk about my stingray video.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
He's a collaborator on that.
That was crazy. That happened so quickly, too.
Yeah.
We were literally, it was warm up before the race. We were over by Alex's pit box. And Sarah was like... Sarah was like, oh, we should do like this TikTok with Kiffin, and then we're like, oh yeah, blah blah blah. We went to go try talking to Kiffin about it, and then he was pissed. Like, this man did not want, like, he did not want to pay like any like attention to you. Like, he was pissed, so we ended up not doing it.
And then also, we're talking for about, posterity, very quickly, Kiff dog.
Oh yeah, Kiff dog. Roar, roar, roar.
Not the barking after Sarah just
I need. You know, after Sarah told me not to bark in front of him, I now need to bark in front of him.
Correct. His first top 10 finish at Long Beach. Good for
that
him.
That's beautiful.
Truly. But your video was Stingray.
Oh, yeah. So it was just, so we end up going to Junko's, and we're talking to our bestie, Emma, who's the social media person, admin for Junko's.
Right.
And we were like, oh, yeah, it would be so funny if we were able to do this with Stingray. And she's like, oh, yeah. We're, like, standing outside. Like, 2 minutes later, I'm dancing around Stingray.
In between the haulers.
Yeah.
Like, the mechanics are over on the other side working.
And Stingray's just standing. It was just so funny because the first thing he was like, it's not a dancing video, is it? And then we're like, well, you're not dancing. You're just going to stand there.
And you just have to stand there and look pretty, Sting Sting.
That's it.
Oh. And it... Stingray really is just so nice. Him and Connor Daly are quite literally the two nicest people.
I love Junko so much.
Ever.
If I were a Chip Ganassi girl at heart, I would be a Junko's fan.
I am a Junko's fan. Junko's, however you'd like to say that, I don't really care. I'm not offended by it. But I am a Connor Daly fan too, so it's just natural.
I love his mom.
Yes.
His mom is literally, that's why I also really want to go to the Indy Road Course.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I want to go to every
Well, because she invited us to that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's also what it
is. Is that she invited us to, like, this thing during the month of May. And it's, like, so hard being, like, broke and a college student. And, like, trying to, like, do, like, this media thing. And, you know, getting invited to all these things. And be like, okay, well, now I have to think, do I do this? Do I or not do that? And I'm just like, girl, like, I want to spend the entire my entire time of May in Indy. Even though that's...
The only solution is to just quit our job. Well, quit my job.
Yeah, I'm currently unemployed.
We'll move. We'll move. And we'll figure out the
I
rest.
Think we if I ramen. Moved to Indy, I could live. I could do it.
Right. I have it, like, in my head. But like, I also have it in my head that I could drive an IndyCar with no...
I think I could drive an IndyCar.
Experience. Yeah. I know I could. Not well. I'd probably put it in a wall. But I'd keep it...
Honestly, yeah. I've been thinking about karting.
They have no power steering. I have to remember that.
Oh, right. If it was, like, an automatic car, like, if it was, like, the car I drive now, my Debra...
Sure.
Alex Pillow, watch out. I'm coming for you.
Put on a song and I'm locked in.
Do, 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 do. Max Verstappen. Honestly, and then the 2025 IndyCar champ, I would win the Indy 500 in like 2
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Qualify pole.
They don't let us because they're afraid.
Yeah, yeah, they're scared. That's why I'm an Alex Pillow fan, because he sees me and he's like, no.
Right.
She's too scary, so I have to do all the work for her.
Much like my brother, who incidentally wants to fight Lulu, because Lulu is a skilled fighter, and we'll leave it at that. We will leave it at that for now. Maybe we'll get into that later.
Yep, that's... Lulu lore.
Lulu lore. Oh, so there's also substitute regulation changes for the Indy 500, which I'm going to be honest with you.
It's only for Kyle Larson. That's literally what...
That's, yeah, the only it feels role, like it.
They only did it for Kyle Larson.
And just in case he has to sub out.
Yeah, and he probably will have to sub out. But...
I think he can do it. I have a lot of faith in that man.
Yeah,
my first introduction was him at the 500 last year, so I have no other knowledge of that.
The fact that I'm going to watch my first NASCAR race this week.
Yes. With Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to be on a three-way phone call there.
Be like, Sarah, what does this mean? What's happening?
Sarah, what are the cars doing? I don't get it.
Yeah, what's the name of the driver that we're fans of?
Carson Hocevar? Is that how you say that?
Let me look it up. He has a Chili's thing.
Carson. Yeah, he had the Chilivery.
Chilivery.
The Chilivery left Kyle Kirkwood for Long Beach, which was sad.
Carson Hocover. Hocover.
Hocevar, Hocover, Hocover.
Yeah. He drives the Forest Spear Motorsports.
For who?
The 77.
Spire? On the Ascent. Interesting.
Who knows? But I'm a fan.
It's not
you got
usual.
Me with the Chilivery. I like his caption. One of his first captions I saw. Let me read this out loud to you guys.
I already know what it was.
Save a horse, ride the dente.
For the Chili's El Presidente Margarita. Brought to you by Chili's.
And then hi, welcome to Chili's.
A rip.
Oh, that makes me want to go.
Yeah,
that makes me want to go to a NASCAR race.
Makes me want to go to Chili's.
Like, it makes me want to join the Carson Colt.
Carson Colt. I think we could get that going, too.
Yep, in NASCAR.
Yeah.
I could be part of more than one Colt. I hope Alex is okay with it. I'll ask him
proper. We did discuss with Sarah living on a compound, so I'm sure that we can just...
Well, it could be, like, different temples.
Right. Maybe it could be, like, one big compound.
Like in ancient Greece when they had different temples to worship different people. Yeah. We could have different people for different series.
Yeah. Y'all just have, like, different little sections.
Yeah. Yeah.
A la Hunger Games, but not quite as grim.
Yeah, because I called it the Chip Ganassi compound.
Chip Ganassi compound, but also, you know, the Linus Lundquist
compound. Yeah, we're talking about being a compound for... drivers past and present.
Yes. R.I.P. to Linus Lindquist. You're not dead. You're just not an IndyCar where I need you to be.
You're heavily missed.
Truly. Pour one out for the homie. Oh, God.
I just wonder when we'll see him again. Because he said he was going to be in St. Pete's, but
and
no
he's
one
a
saw
filthy
him.
Liar. He wasn't there. Well, we move past that. Let's move into our pit stop.
Oh, the pit stop. The pit of stop. The week.
Kirkwood. If you don't know,
I can't believe that's not even the first time the right. newspaper has spelled his name wrong, too. It's crazy.
Right. He said not this again in his tweet, and I said this happened before.
I think it happened when he first won in Long Beach a few years back.
So maybe it's just like a funny tradition that they have.
They were like, we gotta do it again.
They're like, oh, Kirk.
Yeah. Well,
Kirk is back.
Kirkwood.
Kirkwood. And then I can't remember who it was, but one of the drivers is like, yeah, I'm immediately changing your name to Kirk in my phone. Which I feel
that's Rossi behavior.
Probably. That does seem like a very Rossi thing.
Did you see that Alex Palou cooked his first paella today?
I did see that on his story. I don't know what paella is, to be completely honest with you.
I don't know.
Is that the seafood dish? It looks like rice.
I think I need to add that to like the list of things I need to ask Alex Palou.
We're starting a running list. Things we need to ask Alex Palou.
I have like a list from like St. Petersburg of questions I wanted to ask him that I've accumulated through the break.
Yeah.
Didn't ask him a single one.
That's okay because we can do that at Barber. When we are there next week, because we're definitely going
to
be there.
We still need to talk tickets, but we...
That's fine. It's fine. Listen, I love doing things last minute.
It's stressing me out again. I feel like I can't breathe. Especially because we aren't flying straight into Alabama itself.
Right. Well, that's because the flights to Birmingham were insane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, why do you want my firstborn child?
Exactly.
To fly.
I just keep telling myself, I was like, it's okay when he comes back. This is going to be worth it at some point.
My credit card is hiding in my wallet. My credit card is praying.
I keep looking at the flights and I'm like, oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Y'all got to have to pay or?
I just know it won't be too bad.
Right.
Right now it looks like it will be, but.
Correct.
It just means I can't go to the road course.
Unless you drive. But you know what? You're right. Money comes back. All right. What else do we got? Should we take a cool down lap?
Oh, yeah. Cool down lap.
Cool down lap. Next episode, what are we?
Next episode, we'll be after Barber.
Yeah. It'll be after Barber.
And
maybe we'll do a Barber special. Maybe we can record with Sarah while we're there.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Recording.
Have Sarah on as our guest.
Maybe we'll do video for that one, too, so you guys can...
We could do video.
Let's see. We don't have any shout-outs this week.
Nope.
Shout-out to us.
Shout-out to us for doing this.
The chaos
that we're starting.
That we are embarking on.
You know what? Shout-out to Sarah.
Shout-out to Sarah.
Sarah for supporting our dreams. Truly. I think Sarah's the only one that knows.
I think so.
About this. But even at that, we haven't fully told her.
Right.
We just talk about it in the group chat with her, and she's just like, okay.
We just assume that she just picks up on these context clues.
I wonder if anyone's found the Instagram and is like, what are they doing?
They're like, maybe in your contacts, who is this? But the Instagram, we only follow us, too.
Yeah. It's the same thing on the TikTok. Yep. So if you find it.
They may have figured that one out.
Well, I think by the end of this episode, we are planning on having everything out there today. So.
Right. What predictions do you have for this season?
For this season, I think Alex Palou will be winning his third back-to-back championship. So I think it would be his fourth championship. I think he'll be winning.
I don't know if that's a wild prediction, though. I feel like that's just written in the stars, though.
Yeah. I also do believe that we are going to see a lot of changes. I don't think Prema is going to stay with their two drivers. I think they're going to drop one. And I think it might be Robert Schwartzman. And I think we're going to get a move to F1. Someone's moving to F1.
And see, that move to F1 is contingent on whether or not Bato gets the seat.
I wanted to be Colton Herta.
Because my wild prediction is that we're going to get a Mexico race next year.
Which, for Indy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
That's what I've been hearing up and down the sources.
Streets are saying we're getting a Mexico race.
And Denver.
Bato quite literally said, if they put a race in Mexico, I'm never stepping foot
in F1.
In an F1 paddock ever again. F1 car. Anything. In general.
Yep, that would be crazy.
So that's my prediction.
Well, because I also don't think Pato's going to last much longer with Aero.
Yeah. I could see that being a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Colton going to...
I think if it were to be... Well, because Alex Palou would be the only other driver, I would think that. And it might be the gatekeepy side of me. I don't want him to go.
I don't think he's going to go. If I had to bet on anybody, it would be Colton.
Yeah. I don't think he would go... Because it's not that it's too late in his career. It just doesn't make sense for his career.
Or we just get Rossi back in F1.
I always forget about that. I always forget that Rossi used to be in F1. Marcus Ericsson.
Oh, my God.
I forget about
Roman Grosjean.
No. I forgot. I see Checo going back. And I would love to see Checo, which is crazy because I was Checo's number one hater when he was in that Red Bull seat. True. I just miss my Mexican representation on the grid.
Yeah.
Pato isn't enough. Pato isn't enough because I'm tired of McLaren. I'm tired.
I'm tired of Aero.
Yeah.
Hate to say it. I don't hate to say it. I'm tired of Aero.
Yeah.
I think it's just
overhyped.
Listen, they look cool from the outside, but when you're in the paddock, it's a completely different experience. Like, it is a popularity contest over at Aero, and I'm just not a fan. So
it's not fun anymore. Yeah. Aero used to be like the poppin' place to be,
right?
Because of Pato used to make.
I started as an Aero fan last year.
When I first started watching IndyCar, I was an Aero fan. Well, because it was only because of Pato for representation,
right?
And then Romain Grosjean, and then I moved over to Chip Ganassi, and I stayed over there since.
Yeah, I started as an Aero fan because I was a McLaren fan. To be clear, I'm not a McLaren fan for F1 anymore. I'm a Lando fan. But McLaren as a whole just really gives me the ick. So I'm kind of over Aero. I'm a big Juncos girl. I'm a big Dale Coyne Racing fan. Renus VK, the man that you are. But yeah, no.
I'm a Ray Hall Letterman fan.
Ray Hall Letterman. Chip Ganassi. Pretty much nothing. Everybody except for Aero and Joseph Newgarden.
Yep.
Do it for me.
I quite literally don't really like Penske that much except for Scott McLaughlin.
Right.
Other than that, I'm like,
oh. Scotty Mack.
I love Scotty Mack. I love talking reality TV with him. That's my favorite part.
I still cannot believe he hasn't seen Star Wars. You haven't seen Star Wars either, but that's...
I want to know what he thinks about the new Love Island spinoff.
Which is?
They're doing a spinoff from season 6 of Love Island. And he loved season 6 of Love Island. We used to talk about
Which one was season 6?
The one that just came out. The one with Leah.
And Rob.
Rob, yeah.
Okay.
We talked about it in Nashville. We talked about it a little bit in St. Pete's.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what he thinks.
What's the spinoff?
They're just following their lives after the villa.
Oh.
I don't think it's going to be that great. I don't know why it's happening, but I'm excited.
That's okay. I didn't know Rob before Love Island. Everybody was like, oh, I knew Rob because he was on TikTok.
I didn't know about him either.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, because I knew him from Love Island season 5.
He was on Love Island season 5?
Yeah, he was in Casa Amor. And I watched him on Casa Amor.
I'm going to have to watch that because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep, I love
If I was clueless about IndyCar, I'm for real clueless about.
I love reality TV.
I just watch the same shows over and over again. I don't even watch Love Island.
I do that too, both with reality TV. My favorite reality TV to watch is Love Island.
Yeah. But you're also watching Traitors.
Oh, I love
in St. Pete, right?
Oh, yeah.
Had me hooked because Gaggy.
Oh, Gaggy. I could see Alexander Rossi on Traitors.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would thrive.
Him and Hinch.
Him? I could see both of them on Traitors, and I could see Rossi as a traitor himself.
Alex Palou on Traitors. trainers would be.
He would be so confused.
Here's the thing, is that 90% of the time, Alex Pillow has no idea what you're talking about.
He doesn't.
Any of us. Anybody.
He tries to, like, get along, or tries to, like, keep up, but and it just doesn't work.
Anyways, I have my theories, but that's beside the point.
We had to explain to him what plasma was.
Yeah, because we did threaten
to sell our
plasma and to go to thermal. We didn't need to, because we got, media.
But...
But we did tell him about plasma. DJ, on the other hand, was fully encouraging the plasma donation.
Anyways. Barbara is next for us.
Barbara's next.
Crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Because it's in like a week and a half and we have nothing booked.
You know what? I want to go just so that I can go have like a southern crawfish boil.
That's what I was thinking of. I was like, oh my God. Like, because Alabama is the South.
Right.
I would love it.
Right.
I know I would. My outfits are already eating.
The outfits are going to eat. I'm going to eat. It's going to be great.
Yep.
We'll
see you guys at Barbara. After Barbara, who knows?
Yeah. Well, we'll see ya. This has been the very first episode of Indie Talk.
Yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Tell your friends about us.
Yep. And, if you have any comments, questions, especially for Barbara, we would love to have your guys' input.
Yes. You can email us at IndieCarTalksPod.
Yeah. It's on the Instagram.
It'll be on the Instagram. It'll be in the description. You can find us on social media.
We have our own personal pages.
Yes, and we also have joint accounts, TikTok, Instagram.
That we will start posting on.
We swear.
Yeah.
We just got our logos.
Yeah, we're figuring life out. Okay, this is step really one.
This is, we just had to get in here and do it.
Yep, and we did it.
But we're Lulu and Chloe, and we'll see you back here for our next episode.
When we break down Barbara. Woo!
Woo!